Don Redmond had already been contracted to come to Chicago to help with the recording of some sessions with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Fives. And Don played clarinet on a number of these songs, but his primary role was as a musical arranger. Sometime a week or two before he was scheduled to go to Chicago, a white band called Al Katz, led by Al Katz, might have been called Al Katz and His Kittens, although that might have been another band that Katz had. Well, anyway, Al Katz had been touring through the United States and had recently picked up a couple of new members to the band. There was a Joe Bishop, who later became quite a famous band member and arranger. But he came from Monticello, Arkansas, not far from Carl Moore's hometown. And he'd learned St. James Infirmary from his father, and he encouraged Katz to add it to his repertoire. But Katz was reluctant to perform St. James Infirmary. He seemed to feel it was not suitable for the more refined music that he and his band were known for. It was known to be a little obscene is probably a reasonable word for it. But 3 or 4 days after Bishop joined the band, a vocalist by the name of William Brookins came on board, and Brookins also urged Katz to perform St. James Infirmary, and Katz finally caved in, and they added it to their repertoire. And Redmond heard them play this at the ballroom one night, and he I'm sure he knew the song, but he asked them more about it, and they did give him the arrangement that they had created for the band. And that's something that he then took, probably by train, to Chicago with him, and he modified the arrangement, made his own arrangement for it. And that's what we hear Louis Armstrong performing on his version.